Gang, the Middle Class Famous Tour is about to be in full effect. Woo! Come out and see us. It's a great way to introduce some new people to the show. So grab the homies, grab the ladies, the birds, the bozos, everybody, and come see us.
Yeah, guys, we're going to be in Hartford, Albany, Syracuse, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, we ain't done yet, Detroit, Denver, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Chicago, then over there to Roseman.
And that's just the first leg of the tour.
Gonna be coming, so get the techies. We'll see you there.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there. And welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is.
It's a little show. We sit down with your favorite comedians and we find out if they grew up to be classy.
Yeah.
Or if they're just a big old piece of trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day down here at Aunt Tootie's basement. Have not seen her in a couple of days since the Eagles loss.
Yeah.
Which is usually how it goes. They win, you don't see her for a couple of weeks. They lose, you don't see her for 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing.
Sure.
Anyway, my co-host is coming at you from across the table at me. This is a family episode. We're circling the wagons. We're getting into it. We're chopping up. We're doing the Bills. That's what we're doing.
Oh, man. Remember that?
Oh, do I?
Shoebox full of keepers.
Nobody say a word.
Dude, it was just a shoebox full of red slips on the table. Fucking past due Bills.
Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, gang. Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube, and as you know, those numbers are...
True to roof.
Fucking cooking, baby. And then obviously, we have to, by law, we have to mention it, patreon.com/RUGarbage. You can sign up, get bonus content, episodes of AYG, episodes of Hard Feeling, which is the runaway of the... I feel that's going to have a big 2022.
Smash hit.
Smash hit.
Beaton's doing Spider-Man numbers over there.
For your consideration, Hard Feelings.
Yes, sir.
And then live streams with the top tier members. Check it the fuck out. Also, live shows. We're going on a road all over the place. Middle Class Famous Tour. Check it the fuck out.
Yes, please do. And have a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the Magic Man. Makes us all look good.
Yeah.
T-Bone McMuffin, Toby McMullen.
What's up, dudes?
Toby.
I was going to say something. I'm off that. I don't like that intro, the whole thing. Tootie stunk. I threw it to T-Bone, that stunk.
Sounds like he got indigestion,
God
too.
God damn it.
Sounds like he got some fucking kielbasa working overtime.
I got a bad case of the salami burps.
I feel like I'm in a Tums commercial. You're 1 second away from breathing out fire. Somebody get this guy some milk and magnesium, something, stat. Get him a glass of 2%.
Tubby, you need a Rolaids? What's going on?
Yeah.
Too many onions in my Greek salad this morning.
Too many.
That's what happened.
Too many onions in my cereal. You believe that? I said Frosted Flakes, you jerk off.
Too many onions in my Greek salad. They're coming back to haunt me a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice Greek salad today.
That's nice. What, that's good. What we had.
Back to the Bills, though.
Sure.
That was a dicey Sunday. That was a Sunday afternoon. Patty would sit down. She'd break the book out. Break. She had like a
yeah, we didn't do
like
that.
like a what's it called,
a visor and an old timey calculator
machine.
No, one of those things that like opens like an accordion, like one of those
like a
file.
Rolodex. Oh yeah, an accordion file. Yeah,
yeah, accordion. Yeah. She'd break that thing.
Oh
out.
Really? Ours were in a fucking Reebok Classic box. a blue Reebok box.
What?
With a fresh set of Kensington Cruisers that just popped out of them.
Nisi, look at that.
And we never...
Probably some cash in there, too.
Couple
of 20s.
My mom used to say we're house poor. You could just afford to live in the house and not pay for anything.
Damn.
And she wouldn't do it on the weekends. That was a week. You don't want to ruin a nice Sunday. You know what I mean? good news coming. Once that box gets out of the closet.
I feel like Patty did it on Sunday before dinner. I remember before she started cooking.
No.
And man, you fucking minded your P's and Q's over those 2 hours. You didn't say a fucking word.
Uh-huh.
God forbid your name's on one of them things. Fucking braces, you fucking son of a bitch. You're doing...
You crooked too, small dick motherfucker.
Ma, who you been talking to? Oh, man. If your mom ever called you a little dick motherfucker, you don't recover from that. Straight to the bridge. You know what I mean, T-Bone? Put some rocks in your pocket. Jump. Yeah. Yikes.
That's a tough one.
Ouch. Anywho. Good to see you, buddy.
You too, man.
Mike's not on.
Toby's mic's off, man.
This kid stinks.
Charlie. We're going through it.
T-Bone's hanging on by a long hair. What? What do you got?
Something happened at the house I want to discuss with you. I don't know how gross you're going to think it is.
Okay, well, I mean.
It's not that gross.
What house? Your apartment?
My apartment, yeah.
You call that the house?
Yeah, what the fuck do you think I call it?
I don't know.
The
do you
office?
Call your apartment
what am I,
the
a fucking
house?
Jerk? Yeah, my house. It's my house.
No, it's by definition not a house.
My home at
your home.
I would say we're going back to the house.
Yeah, we're going back to the house.
After the bar, we're going to have a couple beers back at the house.
I would say my place. Back at my place.
Or the crib.
The crib.
Well, you're not bringing anybody back there anyway, bozo, so it doesn't matter.
No, my landlord said no parties after 11.
Now, back to my place.
Sure. We'll call it the place to be.
The house. Is it that?
It's not the house. The house is your... I thought of your parents' house.
Okay.
If you got an apartment, you're calling it a house. You're a bozo.
Back at the apartment.
Yeah. Or
my
place.
Place.
Yeah, there you
my
go.
My place. All right. All right, I'm taking my place.
Okay.
Where's your watch, by the way?
I only wear it on special occasions. I almost broke out the chain today. Say that for hard feelings.
Well, I know you're not breaking out no chains.
I have the huge Cuban link chain. You've seen the
picture.
Yeah,
but that's a joke.
Is it?
This guy. This guy's stealing.
Well, I'm a comedian, folks.
This guy's
you better
stealing
not see me
look.
In the Netta Tavern next week.
This guy's, you got watches. You're getting fat.
Not no more.
Your hair's growing in. I don't know what's going on. And you got this going too, the 5 o'clock shadow.
So you're calling. So let me get this straight. This is very hard feelings, but you're claiming fucking watches and facial hair now and obesity?
Well,
obesity, I'll give
you. Someone's got to be Riggs.
You're right. I'm going to lose 15 pounds, but I'm keeping the watch.
Somebody's got to be Riggs. Somebody's got to be Murtaugh. You can't both be Murtaugh. Can't both be up here with mustaches like go spit. Somebody's got to be Riggs.
Okay. I don't know what show we're talking about, to be honest.
We're talking about Lethal Weapon, and I am clearly Riggs.
You're what?
I'm a loose cannon.
No, you're not Riggs. I'm Riggs.
What?
You're
no.
Big.
You're too old for this shit. Literally.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. I could be Murtaugh.
Let me
I got
hear
the family.
Let me,
I got
let
the
me
house.
Hear your Danny Glover.
I just did it.
Where?
I go spit.
It's pretty good.
All right? Not cop killers. Cop killers. Not a baby. Cop killers. Fucking love Danny Glover.
Okay.
You're going to go my way with me.
You're just doing Cotton.
Nuh-uh. Cotton's very Danny Glover.
He is. He was very Danny Glover.
Woo! Man, him at the end of the original Lethal Weapon, when he's out there, not with his underwear, he's got a little 38 special and a grenade. That's it. Trying to get his daughter back from fucking mercenaries. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Where are those guys? I'm no Murtaugh, I can tell you that.
No.
I'd have been blowing every one of those dudes. Fucking Euro
Even
trash.
With the cameras aren't on. Movie or no movie, I'm blowing you.
They all had sunglasses and Uzis and shit like that.
Uzis were big in the
80s. Huge!
Somebody has that bit. It might have been Mulaney or somebody. Everybody had an Uzi and everybody was a terrible shot. Dude, a hero would run into a factory for a drug bust. There'd be 15 guys in the rafters with Uzis, and now one of them would hit
that's
him.
That's a good piece of business.
Yeah.
What was with that? What with the Uzis? Everybody loved Uzis back then, and those Mac 9s, those were big. You know what I'm talking about?
A Mac 10.
Mac 10, I'm sorry.
Mac 11s, whatever you got.
Sounds like something McDonald's has every 4th of July.
Sure.
Strikeout number
3. All right, so you're back at your house.
Yes, my place. We're usually, truth be told... What's it called? Sensodyne. We're a Sensodyne toothpaste sandwich.
Really?
Yeah, stuff works wonders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sensodyne.
Really? That blows you away that much?
For you?
Why?
I don't know. I figured you'd use lava soap or whatever. that Go-Jack soap with the sand in it.
Little cascade.
I feel like Sensodyne comes with that blue liquid you put your toothbrush
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's very medicinal. I don't get it, to be honest. Sensodyne, I thought he had to have a periodontist fucking prescribe that.
Yeah, well, my mom used to work in the field back in the day.
Work in the field?
She used to work in dentistry.
Oh, I thought she was a farmer. I was like, what?
Anyway, we got the scoop on that stuff. Anyway, point.
Wait, she worked in dentistry?
She was an office manager.
Okay.
Of a dental office.
You made it seem like she was, like, you know, running out of the room when they were taking the x-rays.
Procter & Gamble.
She worked in dentistry.
She invented the root canal. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Anywho, I was just made me think there was a time, probably about 3 or 4 months one winter, where we used exclusively baking soda. Not baking soda toothpaste, but there was no toothpaste. It was just baking soda.
We've
for
done
a minute.
That.
She got on a real
just
hard
that?
Kick with
we would do both.
Just that.
We would do that to white.
We did both for a long, for a while.
Talk about burning your taste buds off. That stuff gets on the tongue. It's a wrap. You don't have to sit there like, fucking, whoo.
Good luck having a Gatorade for the next 6 months.
Yeah. Jesus. It's felt like you're detailing a car or something, dude. That shit was tough.
Stuff will kill you.
I remember looking at the back of it, and they were like, yeah, you can clean your rims with it. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with this shit in my mouth then? This is a fucking setup.
Set of 22s in your grill.
Set of spinners. Yeah, that's I mean, that's another 90s, real 90s bit, but, like, you can use, that shit's everywhere. And there was one box that, like, lasted, that was in my,
oh yeah,
in my bathroom for, it's probably still there. Dip your toothbrush in there, rattle it around.
They have to come up with a better box for that shit. It's so whack. That fucking cardboard.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, what are we, fucking Little Orphan Annie?
Were you one of the families that had it in the fridge?
You're goddamn right. It keeps the smell
really?
Away. Fridge and freezer.
No, we know.
It worked like a charm.
You got to run a tighter ship then.
And she no, she ran a tight. Say what you want about Patty. Her fridge, her fridge was tight. There was never any of that bullshit. You ever
well,
then
you don't need the baking soda. We never had it.
That's how on point she was. That's how on point she was. She would have had one of those
trees. Yeah,
right.
She forgot to buy toothpaste. What are you talking about?
No, she was just big into it. Telling you. But let me ask you this. Do you ever go to a buddy's house and you open their fridge and it stinks?
Hey, puts.
There's like old shit in there.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Well, I mean, like, I'm not. Yeah, I mean, before, for
takeout
sure.
Takeout was always the clear sign. If I saw takeout in a friend's refrigerator, I knew things weren't going well. If there's multiple takeout boxes.
From, like, yeah, different places or whatever.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Kid needs a home-cooked meal.
Yeah, if you got Chinese and Indian the same week.
Who's helping you with your homework? That's what I want to know. Young man.
Yeah, that's a tough look.
So listen, as I said.
Where are we? Oh, the Sensodyne. We're not even okay.
Sensodyne.
You were a Sensodyne. You're a Sensodyne.
We're a Sensodyne household. Family. Yes. Mostly because my teeth will start to hurt if I don't use it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
To a little bit of a degree.
Sure.
All right. I floss every day, but let's not. I mean, listen, it is what it is.
Sure.
Right. I didn't notice it. Okay. But over the last couple of weeks, there's been Crest Scope in there. Or not Crest. It's some company that has the scope in it. You know what I'm talking about? Who's ever rocking that right
now? Colgate?
Maybe. It's pretty tight because I'm a big scope guy. Huge scope. Love scope when
okay.
I was a kid. Couldn't do Listerine.
Yeah, it's Crest with scope. That's all. That'll
That's
get you,
nice.
That'll get you through in a pinch. I like the hard stuff.
Never seen it before, though. And
really?
It's a huge tube.
Mm-hmm.
Never, no, I've never.
Listen, I'm a weird guy, but there's nothing better in your hands than a fresh tube of toothpaste, unsqueezed. Good night.
Yes,
there's
sir.
Something, it's something. It's like a big sausage.
It's like popping a bottle of champagne. Yeah. I feel like a fucking rich guy.
That lasts for about 2 days, by the way, and then it's fucking.
It's terrible.
It's all over the place.
So this is kind of a two-part question. I wanted to ask you. So I'd never seen this tube of toothpaste in my life before. All right, it's a big one too. It's a family-sized fucking joint.
Okay,
it's about 3/4 of the way done too.
Oh boy, I don't like where this is going.
Man, I'm using it and I'm using.
Wait,
it.
So you just stumble upon
it
a
was
half
there.
Empty? Yeah, but was it there the day? I'm just saying
it wasn't. I didn't realize until after using it for like a week or so. That like, wait, where the fuck did this come from?
Oh boy.
So we had some family stay with us. Okay, over the holiday.
Sure.
I guess they had left it there.
Okay. Probably can't fly with it. Can't fly with it unless they're checking back.
Whatever. And we used it. Now, I'm a pretty big dirtbag, as we all know that, right?
It's on the record.
Don't need to stand on airs in here.
T-Bone, can you read back the report? Is he a dirtbag?
It's wild in there.
But how do you feel about, because using... You know,
I'm a weird guy.
Hold on. We brush our teeth in the shower. We do this. We do that. How do you feel about using somebody else's toothpaste? Because I don't know about you, when I put that toothpaste on, they're kissing. Mm-hmm. I'm not airdropping it. I was scraping it.
What are you, Steve Jobs? No way you're airdropping it. Mm-mm. You gotta go.
So I'm brushing my teeth, and I realize, I'm like, oh, fuck. I've been using it for fucking 2 weeks.
I wouldn't do it. Unless you're like in a pinch one time, I wouldn't do it. Yeah, that would be trashed immediately in my house for sure.
Now let me ask you this:
there's just too much. It's too intimate. The mouth, brushing your teeth. I'd kiss.
You gotta have your own toothpaste.
Say it was my cousin, I'd kiss my cousin before I used the toothpaste. Repeat it like a whole tube. That's way too much. It's way too much.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm talking about my cousin Liam, by the way.
Good looking kid.
Yeah.
And do you put the cap on your toothpaste?
Yes.
You do?
Typically, yes. Capped up. But that thing, you know.
Because I've noticed over
that's like a Cromie. The neighborhood kids come and take them sometimes. And they don't always last the whole duration.
Yeah, but I've noticed the toothpaste, the cap is never on. So I'm just grabbing it, raw dogging it.
That's a little too much for me. I'm a germ guy. That's once if you're in a pinch, I get it. But to habitually use it,
Yeah.
No,
I threw it out this morning. Not that I don't love my relatives that stayed. Don't get me wrong.
Who would ever? No one would ever assume that in the world.
Okay.
That's your paranoia kicking in. I don't want this to get back to anything. I don't love them because I won't mouth kiss them.
I almost choked.
Do you guys remember that? It was out for a little while, that Crest, where it would come out two different types.
Ooh. Yeah, we had that. I think we had the knockoff version of that. It was like it looked like a rocket ship.
Yeah, like you were mixing sealant.
Yeah, it looked like a rocket ship.
They got real kooky in the early 2000s with the standing toothpaste.
That you press down on.
Get out of here with that.
My buddy had that. That was like you were in. I think that was Sensodyne.
Next thing you know, you're jerking off with it. That's crazy.
Nine out of ten doctors recommend.
My cousin had the worst version of that, where you take the tube of toothpaste and put it in a little holder that has a metal rod that goes through it, and then it wraps around the toothpaste, and then you turn that, and it goes up and it squeezes it out.
My friends now have that, and they're like, "Yeah, it's I don't. That's
get out of here."
What you do it on the side of the counter like the side of the sink like a gentleman.
What do you mean?
You take and you fucking slide it down to get the rest out.
Oh, I thought you meant normally. Normally you pick it up and squirt it on your toothbrush.
Yeah, but I'm saying when it gets low, you gotta take it and fucking
Of course. Yeah.
Have you ever cut the tube?
We've discussed this. Yeah, I've cut.
I think I've done it in a jam like on vacation in a hotel room or something where I'm like I need a little bit. Yeah.
You ever see the ones they give you at hotels, the little, tiny, tiny little baby one?
I don't think I've ever.
It's for like, you get two, you get like one shot at it.
Yeah. No, I don't think I ever did that. I'm not one of those guys that go down and be like, hey, I forgot my deodorant. Do you have a sewing kit or whatever?
Oh, really?
I'll buy it if they have it in the store and I need it.
I asked them. What do you ask them?
No.
Really? So what, you're not going to brush your teeth? What if they don't have it at the place? At the card store downstairs or whatever it's called?
They typically do. That's
they don't. They're out.
Well, they do.
Then what are you doing?
I'm knocking on my neighbor's door. See if I can. Yeah, no, I don't know.
At a hotel? You're knocking on your.
No, neighbor. I'm kidding. You fucking idiot. Well, what? Why is there going to be a store in a hotel and they don't have fucking toothpaste?
Because of the supply chain.
No, you're wrong.
They're out. Fauci.
You're spilling your tea everywhere. By the way,
I'll spill a little tea. I'll tell you a little story.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some fucking questions here.
Let's get into it, gang. As you know, when you sign up for the old Patreon,
you'll
get a question read on the air.
And it's a good time.
We're having fun over there.
Yeah. But let's see here. What do you want to start off with? Let's do... All right. This is from Sivan, but whatever. Do you constantly finish your dinner in under 5 minutes? As much shit as I give you for being gross and disgust, I eat like I'm in the military. It's like I'm doing a job while I'm eating. And it's like you're making room for it's going. I'm taking a sip to clear the pipe so I can get more in.
We had dinner together not that long ago. We both did a pretty good job of standing on airs. We carried a conversation. We weren't animals.
Yeah.
To a degree.
We're also drinking too, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I know exactly what they mean. I look at people, like even when I was waiting tables, I would like watch people like eat and like They're having like nice conversations.
My wife does it.
They're like sitting back. The guy's got his legs folded. He's drinking his wine. And but it doesn't seem like 3 hours, but it seems like they're having just a nice time. I'm fucking
yeah.
I'm stuffing it in.
Well, they should. They say like chew every bite like 20 times or something.
That's fucking old lady crazy shit.
Is it?
Dude, I
guarantee you there's not a guy out there who's 400 pounds who's counting to 20 every time he's chewing.
I'm like two bites.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah.
I'm like a lioness.
It's tough. I get self-conscious with it because my wife is so methodic with it of like, cut this, little bit of the mashed potatoes, throw a half a pea in there, little niblet of corn. And I'm like, fuck
all it. While carrying adult conversation.
Yes, yeah.
About a wide variety of topics.
Meanwhile, I'm on Instagram shoving a chicken bone in my ass. It's fucking...
I think,
get after it.
I think that has to do...
But,
I don't know.
But this is... Hold on. This is... And she goes like, she'll say like, fucking chill. And then I'm in my head going, what? And I'm like, this isn't me enjoying this. Let me enjoy it at the speed I enjoy it. Why do you care how fast I eat? You know what I mean? This is how I enjoy it. Let me enjoy it.
You're eating dinner with a snow shovel.
Psycho over here.
What? Well, seriously, I don't sit there and go, you eat so slow. That's crazy. If I was like, why are you eating so slow? That person would be self-conscious.
Sounds like a real nice date, doesn't it? You're eating too fast. You're eating too slow.
I'm done. She's asking for Parmesan cheese still. Like she's waiting.
You're putting a blender on the table. I'm about to shotgun this steak.
You can't liquefy a steak.
Who
put cookies in his mouth?
Gang, let's talk about Bumbas.
Bumbas.
Bumbas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Match every item sold with an equal and donate it. So when you buy Bumbas, you're also giving to someone in need.
Yes. Bumbas designed their socks, shirts, underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every single day. Everything is made soft, seamless, tagless, and it has a luxurious, cozy feel. If you know anything about me and a big man, like a nice, luxurious, cozy feel.
Yes, we do.
A pair of Bumbas socks for everything you do. They come in tons of options. If you like comfy performance styles, every sport or activity that keeps you moving. T-shirts are made with thoughtful designs, features like invisible seams, soft fabrics, the perfect weight so they hang just right. So far, Bumbas customers like you have helped donate over 50 million items of essential clothing.
Damn.
What are we doing? Let's give back, baby.
Look at that.
Let everybody wet their beaks. Go to Bombas.com/garbage and get 20% off any purchase. That's Bombas.com/garbage for 20% off. Bombas.com/garbage. Do it.
Yeah. Kip, let's talk about Athletic Greens.
Athletic Greens?
Yeah.
You mean AG1, baby?
I'm not just a, an
sponsors.
Advertiser. I'm a user.
Kid's an end user.
I'm on it.
I got you hooked on this stuff.
About 2 weeks I've been using
that green powder, baby.
Absolutely love it. I have it every morning on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I take it with my pills. I have my pills. I have that. If I'm on my way to the gym in the morning,
yeah.
I take it with me to the gym.
Because
I'm telling you, I feel a difference rather than just drinking water and drinking that throughout my workout.
Of course.
It keeps me going. It keeps me juiced up.
Yeah.
It's good for gut health, for immunity, all essential vitamins. Can't beat it.
It's like a carpet bomb for multivitamins.
It's fantastic.
It takes care of everything you need. Best thing about it, whether it's lifestyle friendly, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy free, gluten free, the whole nine, they got you covered. This threads every needle. It costs less than $3 a day, and if you're investing in your health, it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. I mean, I do a couple cold brews a day.
I'm off the cold brew.
And he's an AG1 man through and through.
I am telling you, I am.
They have over 7,000 five-star reviews recommended by professional athletes, trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Michael Gervais. Take that.
There you go.
Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into cold and flu season. It's one scoop into a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills, supplements, this, that,
nope.
This. They got it all in one shot. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/garbage. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/garbage to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily net nutritional insurance. Do it.
Yeah. I have a theory.
Okay.
I mean, we were raised by human beings, weren't we, theoretically? Did you watch television when you were eating dinner as a kid?
What
was the weekly? What was the weekly?
I mean, we've gone over this a decent amount for sure.
Have we gone over your weekly where you ate?
Yeah. Well, it's yeah. So I Monday, Tuesday, I was at my mom's. Wednesday, Thursday, I was at my dad's.
Right.
So, depending on the time of my child, like sometimes my mom was working nights. Or sometimes she'd get done at like...
So you weren't sitting down eating dinner usually?
No. I mean, I think the... I'm trying to remember. The nights is when I was in like high school, like older.
Because we did, but the TV was always on. We always watched...
If we were...
That's what I was getting
at. If we were sitting down... Like, you also got to think like single mom. So like Danny had soccer. Sarah had fucking field hockey. You know, I was like seven or whatever. So it was like... I was smoking Bernie's out
You had jock itch.
But like... So between all of that,
yeah, I got
you know, it's like as you're trying to juggle work, cooking, and getting the kids everywhere.
I got
homework.
You.
It wasn't like, like when we were all sitting down at the table.
That's where Hamburger Helper comes into the clutch.
Oh yeah, if we were all sitting, or Applebee's, if we were all sitting down at the table, it was off for sure. But like if I was eating while she was like doing, you know. Like
yeah, yeah, I got you.
The TV would be on. I would be at the kitchen table, but it'd be on in the family room. TV. Sometimes it would get turned that off.
Yes.
Then I would, you know, at least sat on this side so I can see it.
You listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if like Fresh Prince or something was on. That was a hot track.
Yeah, it was. The TV was always on while we ate. I remember being a little kid and having like a little tiny kitchen TV that like.
Those,
that,
I never got
that, like
those.
They wheeled, that we almost had like wheeled up to the table. Why we
eat? You guys are animals.
Or it was like in the corner of the kitchen, and the table was close enough. Very comforting, though.
I guess
there's something psychological in that relationship of food, TV.
Sure.
That's why I think I eat like that, like an animal.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, well, it's like you don't just enjoy the food. That's what it's like. You're like Costanza when he puts the, you know, the pastrami and the TV, takes everything to bed, the food, the TV, and sex. You don't just enjoy the one thing. If you just, I think if you were like from a place of consciousness, if you were in the moment enjoying the food, it would be slower and you would enjoy that process, myself included.
Maybe.
Everything's in front of the TV or I got headphones in the computer.
Seems very European when people eat like that.
Oh, yeah.
When they eat real chill.
Yeah.
What are they talking about? I had nothing to say.
I don't know. World domination? I don't know.
It's crazy. Great question, though.
This is from Luigi F. Baby. Ever been struck by lightning? Do you know anybody that's been struck by lightning?
Yeah, I have a friend who got struck by lightning twice.
Do you believe that?
What?
Yeah, he's got to be lying about one of them.
What? Yeah, I do.
You believe both of them?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure
straight struck by lightning.
I believe so,
not
yes.
Like in a boat or my house. Because I knew a family, friends of ours, their chimney got struck by lightning. And like some bricks fell, but that was it.
Sure. Not like, yeah.
You would have thought it was War of the Worlds.
They didn't turn into powder. They weren't throwing spoons around the room.
Yeah, no superpowers to speak of. What bozo friend of yours?
There's got to be a thing that if you've been struck once, you're probably more likely to get struck again because you're like ionized.
That's exactly correct. It is correct.
I'm sure.
Yes, it is.
Get the fuck. What's a one in a trillion chance?
I know, but you're electronically different than if you dude. You get zapped by like 60,000 volts up your ass.
That's crazy.
Turn you into a Panasonic.
Yeah, fucking tune in Tokyo. Get AM, FM, and HBO go.
LED over here.
Yeah, there is a thing where you're like you're like chemically changed or whatever. You're like a Duracell.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you. Maybe not. T-Bone should have had that right away, though, if that
Jesus.
Was the truth.
Jesus.
T-Bone's been wrong a bunch, too, in the recent.
Yeah, yeah. Turns out the UK is
the
14 for sure.
Oh, man. Dude, you got ruined on Patreon for that.
God, I'm an idiot.
Oh, man. Literally, like, everybody was. And you also said Central America was a continent.
Still a nice place to visit.
So apparently no.
Okay.
Yeah, no shit.
Damn.
But this is pretty funny. It says,
well, let's edit
it
this
says
out.
It says no, but you won't get it. It's not, you're not more likely. But a bit yes, because being hit by lightning often happens to people that have occupations that expose them to weather.
Sure.
There you go.
Imagine you get hit by lightning delivering the mail and then you get hit again, dude.
That's
what does
tough.
What does your buddy do?
I
Storm
don't...
Chaser.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah. Dorothy.
I don't even know. It happened to her, like, I think she was
It was a girl?
Yeah.
I pictured some bozo for sure.
Yeah.
No, I think they were out in a field or something twice. I don't know, but they definitely got hit by lightning twice, which is fucking crazy.
I remember being in my stepdad's Ford Ranger in, like, a fucking horrible thunder. It was before he was my stepdad. He was just some dude at this point. And we were in, like, the worst storm of all time, and I was petrified.
Were you driving?
He was. Yeah. I mean, I was like six.
I don't know if you were like sitting in a parking lot.
I was in the back of, I was sitting on those fold out seats in the back. Remember those little like jump seats that were in the back of
that
Ford?
Came from the sides?
Yeah. Oh. And let me tell you, the Bernies were flying in that thing.
He might as well be in a fucking Chinook. Dude. At that point.
I remember.
With fucking anti-aircraft fire coming through. Yikes.
Dude, it was.
Those things sucked.
I'm telling, that was like one of the
scariest. No one's ever lived in a crash.
Well,
one of those
also
things.
In one of, oh no. I probably didn't even have the seatbelt on. He had to like move like the fucking, you know, the toolbox to get the seat there.
Oh,
empty
God.
Coffee cups and shit. There's
take a bandsaw.
And there's
to
also
the chest.
A thing too when you're that young, you're like, I just want like my mom or you just want your parents. You know what I mean? They're like Superman in your eyes.
Wait, why? What happened? You start freaking out?
No, I'm just saying, like, I was just sitting in the back. I'm like, dude, this is like the plane's going down with this guy. I don't even know this fucking dude. He was picking me up from, like, hockey practice or something.
Hey, man, what's your last name again?
You might crack in a window? These Winstons are killing me. Never mind, I'll have one.
Ah, yeah. That's awesome. That's a tough. We were petrified of lightning, the Foley's.
That's what I'm
up.
Saying, and it's from Ooh. That. He's like, no, you're good, the rubber, and I'll still use it. Like, the rubber
well,
is
yeah,
the
grounded. Well, yeah, you can't
You're telling me a car can't get electrocuted?
Nah, you're good.
That's crazy.
Nah, the rubber saves you. That's what they always said.
No, I don't think that's real.
I think it is.
There's too much metal to out. There's got a car has to be able to get
You know, it just goes through it. It conducts it. And it goes through.
That's probably where my hairline's gone.
He's right.
Damn it.
Foley knows his lightings, dude. You have an obscure paranoia. Foley's got the facts.
Yeah. I was actually thinking that.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Safest place to be is in a car or on a bicycle.
I think you're pushing it there.
No way.
Yeah. Or a long steel pole.
At the top of the Empire State Building.
The whatchamacallit, the Freedom Tower gets struck with lightning all the time. Just goes right through it. What? It does. It has like a lightning rod.
Did you have
on
to
top.
Do a book report on lightning recently or something? What the fuck, dude?
It was invented by Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, discovered, not invented.
Whatever.
You can't invent lightning.
That's never been proven.
Dude, you're dropping lightning facts like you only have the L encyclopedia. Let me tell you about Lorne Michaels.
When you were a kid, did you ever do the science project where you powered something with the electricity from a potato?
We did do something. The current ran through a potato or something. I made fries.
Kimby's over there with a fucking baked potato bar. Who wants chives?
We need more whiz, please. I'm in the weeds over here.
We're supposed to make a clock. This fat bastard built his own microwave.
Gym teacher's got a thing of bacon bits in his hand. There you go. That's how you went over to judges. I feel like I didn't make it through any of that stuff.
What?
I was supposed to make the planets one time. That was a fight at Michael's.
Dude.
That was a fucking
Dude.
War.
You know how many times I've been screamed at being like, I remember how to make like the atom for like a.
She wouldn't get me all nine planets. I'm like, what do you want me to fucking do?
I know. Dude, I would get yelled at in Michael's going, you waited till the last fucking second.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And Michael's, I'm sure if I smelled that, if I walked into a Michael's and smelled a Michael's now, it would just take me back to getting screamed at. You got to stop procrastinating.
You fucking 8 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were psychos, weren't they?
Well, imagine, dude, I'm so selfish. I don't even like doing things for me sometimes.
Imagine what? They come home fucking from a
imagine
hard day.
Imagine you did this. We don't even, I mean, like, we work, all, you know, we work hard, but imagine if you came from a hard day of fucking podcasting in the content factory, You get home, and then some fat little kid goes, "Hey, Mom, I got a project doing a planets in the morning time.
It's going to cost you $100 in 2 hours tonight."
Two, at least two.
Yeah, because I ain't doing it.
This is all pre-internet, so you're like reading the... You got your mom reading the textbook or the encyclopedia or whatever.
I remember my mom...
just Google shit.
My mom being so frustrated with me, and like, this might be a deep cut. Have you ever seen your mom erase something when she's angry?
Buddy, this...
Do you know what I'm talking about?
My dad.
When she has the original... No, you're doing it! Dude, it would be immaculate. Like, you can't even... There's not even a trace of lead in there. No! Do that.
The smell of that, too. And cleaning of the dust.
Man.
There's a reason that, like, it comes up in, like, all of my siblings' therapy sessions. My dad was a known wacko, and he used to, I guess, get caught in, like, a trance or what. Dude, he would put a hole in the paper, like, out of, like, anger or whatever. He's like, "What the?" And then
he was helping you with homework?
Yeah, it would go through to the table, and we'd be like, wacko.
Through to the table?
Yeah, and we'd have to go to, like, Office Max and make, like, a photocopy of it or whatever.
Oh, like the single sheet? I always had to have something underneath. I could never write on just the table.
Really? Like a placemat or something?
Something. Yeah, I'd like to have a couple sheets of loose leaf. Gives it a little cushion for my
right. You write with your fists like a gorilla.
It's bad.
It ruined the finish on the table.
I told you. I might have mentioned this before, but I think my whole family, because they were all there to witness, like the day they realized, oh, he's dumb, like legit dumb, was I was like late for something.
Man, I was thinking this the other day, dude. You really are. Just dumb. I had this exact thought.
Wait, because of this, what I'm about to say?
No, just because I own a business with you. I mean, fuck doing your fucking trigonometry homework. Try running a company.
I was writing out some book report, like just copying something out of the encyclopedia, and my paragraph on the paper, it would go that way.
Yeah.
So by the end of the page, would only be two words in the sentence, and it would be completely slanted. And like I remember, like, my brother, my mom, or my dad coming in, and they were all looking at it like, "What the fuck?"
Mm-hmm.
They knew that. They were just go outside and play in the mud. Something like
kids
that.
Kids got lopsided eyes over here.
Go tend to the hogs or whatever it is.
Yeah. You know,
that's when they knew. They were like, "Jesus." But now, why do you think I'm dumb? What did I do?
It's not now. It's not. It's not what you do.
Sounds like something my mom says.
Yeah, but she knows you're dumb as well. We've dealt with you for a long time. No, I was talking to my wife about something for the business.
A lot of conversation about me, you and this bird. I don't like it.
I posted a picture the other day and someone called her the bird. Someone goes, "There's the bird."
The bird's all right.
The bird's a good name. Where's the bird at?
Broad's pretty good, too, but Bird's all right.
She doesn't like Broad only because I always say this dumb Broad. Like, it's dumb because when we're driving or whatever, like, I'll be back ass. I'm dumb Broad.
Broad's pretty good.
Broad's all right.
Hey, you dumb Broad. Kip, let's talk about movement.
Movement, baby.
Couple of college dropouts, mm-hmm. Got into the sunglass game, turned it on its head.
Came through swinging.
They just re-upped with us.
I gotta watch now.
You gotta watch. They sent us me a cool pair of sunglasses. Uh-huh. I have to watch from last time. I love it. Here's the thing. I'm gonna give you a little tip right now.
Yeah.
For all the bozos out there.
Uh-huh.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Around the corner.
Score yourself some gear on movement. It will blow him or her away.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
If you're a guy or a girl, they got you covered, baby.
Everybody.
Movement is Valentine's Day favorite with timeless watches, 18-carat fine jewelry pieces, and special edition styles like rare ceramic watches and bracelets. My wife's got some. Your lady's got some. It's mm-hmm. fantastic. Stress-free, takes all the stress and anxiety out of Valentine's Day by getting the perfect watch and accessory for your special someone. Shop 20% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/garbage. Go to mvmt.com/garbage for your most stress-free Valentine's Day gifting yet. MVMT, style shouldn't break the bank. Join the movement, baby. Do it.
Yeah. Kip, let's talk about the good people at HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
Big fans, the Foley family is.
Yeah.
As you know, we scored a little bit of that. My sister-in-law recommended we get that for my parents for Christmas.
Home run.
We got them a nice subscription.
Yeah.
Hooked them up. My mom loves it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, they do this one shrimp dish, shrimp over salad, almost like a Cajun shrimp.
Uh-huh.
Knock your socks off.
I do
off.
Declare.
Knock your socks off.
It's fantastic. You get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered straight to your door. Skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Number one. It does make cooking fun. When you have everything laid out in front of you, it's fun.
Yeah. They got everything. It cuts back on time spent in the kitchen so you can spend it on your other resolutions. You have meals ready in around 30 minutes or less, plus quick, easy meals, including 20-minute meal recipes, low prep, easy cleanup, provide a faster route to putting the food on the table. Cut out the middleman.
There you go.
They even got dessert covered. Satisfy your sweet tooth with seasonal limited-time goodies like Dunkaroo cookie dough.
What?
What? Or Vanilla Delight cheesecake.
Nice.
I know you, three cheesecake.
I like a little cheesecake.
Like you said, we're big fans of it. They sent it to both of us. You got P Mayo on it. So go to HelloFresh.com/garbage16 and use code garbage16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. What are we doing?
That's crazy.
They're giving away the farm.
Hold on a second.
One more time.
Are you crazy? We're giving that money away? What are you, nuts?
Yeah, HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/garbage16. Use code garbage16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Do it.
That's crazy.
Now back to the show.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about something. I just go, yeah, he can. You can't wrap your head around certain things, and I just have to learn to not try to teach you. Just go, they're done. The job's done. I don't need to incorporate
Give me
you
an example of what I can't wrap my head around. Name one thing I
mean,
can't wrap
we were
my
just
head
going over the ads.
I don't know what's going on. Like, well, you were saying everything confused.
This was literally, what are we, like 43? This was literally 43 minutes ago. You were like, hold on, you're confusing me. Hmm. Okay. Meanwhile, Toby's disassembling fucking Luminex cameras and he's got it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, hey, I admit it. I'm stupid. I don't know what to
say. They knew from a young age.
Yeah, they knew from a young age. I remember it was a rainy Sunday, and it was like they were all really mad at me because I had fucked up the Sunday because I didn't do this paper or something like that. And that's when they didn't even yell.
They all were.
My mom, my dad, and my brother.
Why was your brother mad?
I don't know.
Just kidding. Likes a nice dog pile. Fumble! Get on the little one eating his boogers.
It's like Lord of the Flies over there, I'm telling you.
That's how he operates, too. There's always a good and bad team that you got
to
be on.
No, he was mad because, dude, you know how annoying I was to him? I mean, he would like.
Yeah, I can pick up on it.
He would have, like, his grades were always good. He would do his own work. He used to go to bed at, like,
you're
not
like, psst, what'd you get on number 8? He's like, we're not even the same grade, dude. Just copying the wrong.
They don't know. They just want to hear something.
They just need something. It's a technicality. You just got to show them something.
He would like, you know, he would like make sure he was in bed. He would eat right. He would like exercise before. He was like, he was a grown man before he was when he was a kid.
Sure.
And then there was me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Old Crooked Report. Old Crooked Report Foley. If I could write on paper sideways. It's good stuff.
Man.
Lightning. That's bullshit, though.
All right, this one's from TJ. Ever have to meet one of your grandma's boyfriends? That's tough. That's tough. I've never, you know, I get it, especially, you know, I never had to do that.
Al. It would be some guy named Al.
Yeah, how do you take that guy into the family? That's a tough one.
He drives a Cadillac.
He drives a Cadillac. His wife's dead.
He's great at pickleball.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too, I want to add to the list. If you play pickleball, you're trash.
I don't even know what that
it's something all these old broads are doing. All my aunts and uncles are talking about it. It's like tennis and racquetball for old people. It's like a big ping pong. It's like a ping pong court, kind of.
I like that.
And there's not a lot of moving around. It's
Are you
like,
standing on top of the table?
No, it's on the ground.
Okay.
But like the thing's like not even the size of this office.
Yeah.
It's not even the size of the studio.
Is it outside?
It's inside or outside, and there's like a little net, and then you play like doubles. So like you're not like moving a whole bunch. It's like, I mean, my 67-year-old aunt's playing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, something you do that in poker.
She's
like
not
that.
Playing it with Federer, all right?
Foley, picture the rackets you use on the beach. Those like solid ones.
Paddle ball.
I hate that fucking. What was the point of that? To keep it up?
It's a good game.
Ah,
653.
Try me.
North
nuts.
Wildwood record. Come see the fucking kid.
Where's this Hall of Fame down there in Wildwood?
Dude, I love a pure homie stat.
Oh, yeah. I've been throwing that around for about a decade.
What, 600?
I retired after that.
600 back and forth?
653. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
One, who counted?
I'll relive the glory days. We talk about your football enough.
Dude, that shit is the best.
I'm bringing in my paddle and hanging it on the wall.
5 blocks, no hands on the handlebars.
That's another big one. Made it all the way from Sam's to Wild Wheels Pier. It was the dead of winter. Streets were wide open.
And I was all over them.
You do that on Memorial Day, you're gonna end up on the hood of a car getting T-boned.
Fair enough.
Okay. You really pulled a fucking... You really pulled the e-brake.
I was thinking about being dumb.
Well, sounds about right. This one's not going to hit Foley, but it should hit T-Bone. This is from Jack. Ever do DDP yoga? Diamond Dallas Page was a wrestler and started this like dirtbag yoga. That's a good one.
I know who Diamond Dallas Page is.
Yeah, so he did DDP yoga.
Now I feel dumb.
You look at this.
I feel like Forrest Gump right now.
All right, pull out of Foleyville. We're really descending in.
There we go.
And we're back. All right, let's see here. This is from Danny Dick Salad. Haven't had one read.
That's a good piece of business.
Haven't had one read yet. What are some garbage times guests took the term make yourself at home too literal?
Here?
No. In your life. I have one that made me think of it. We were in like junior high and we had a group of friends over to watch the NCAA championship game. It was always on like a Sunday or Monday night or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid got invited through like someone else. And he was like the bad kid.
Now, where is this at your mother's?
This is at the Pieces house.
How old are you?
4 to 13.
So it's a Super Bowl?
No, NCAA championship.
Sorry, go ahead.
Man, he is in his head. He's recording 3 different podcasts right now.
It's not lightning out, is it? Go ahead.
And he got invited. He was like the bad kid. Like I didn't like associating with this kid so much.
Bad kid, like he got in trouble, or bad kid? Because there was bad kids that got in trouble a lot, and then there was bad kids that you thought were going to hurt you.
He was both. He was the guy who was like fighting kids' dads and stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like he was like fighting men at this point.
Yeah.
And like was working construction at like 13, you know, just like he was staying at his brother's sister's house. He was staying somewhere. You know what I mean?
Sick party. I'm going to take a shower and tattoo myself.
Dude, he fell asleep on the couch.
He had his 18-wheeler license at 14.
CDL.
CDL. Yikes.
Yeah. He was the kid where he's like, let's go smoke. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't just like an open smoking household. Like, we got to, you know. He was one of the kids who's like, well, I'm going to smoke. I'll deal with the repercussions. I was like, all right, you're really making this fucking.
Just goes out in your back porch and starts.
Just out on the back deck cranking Bernie's.
What
and I'm trying to play it cool. She's like, you sent her to bed. I said, hey, listen, fucking hit the bricks, will you?
All right.
This is like the double deuce down here now. Boot knife. This kid played by his own rules. And he was, you know, counting. He had like pills. He was like counting pills in his pocket or like loose pills. It's never a good sign.
Not vitamins.
No, they didn't look like Barney Rubble.
The only thing I could think of.
But he fell asleep on the couch.
Oh, Jesus.
And everybody left. And I was doing like, ah, hey, you know, because I didn't want to wake this kid up and end up in a fucking chokehold. This kid will fucking hem me up, toot sweet.
Falls asleep on the couch, like sitting there?
He lay down. He put his legs up on the couch.
Shoes?
No, I think shoes were off. and passed out. And now I'm like, you know, this is all my friends love. He was like a friend of a friend. I don't even know this dude, really.
What day of the week is
it? It's like a Sunday night. It's every. It's a school night, dude.
I still got potatoes to cut. I still got prep work on the potato boy.
Got busy work to do.
Okay. So what'd you do?
Holy shit. I was trying to like, hey, hey, ha, ha, ho, big game, you know, like hooting and hollering to wake him up. And then he kind of finally woke up around 11:30 or so. My mom was coming.
Dude, that's the middle of the night when you're 14.
Oh, I know,
what
man.
The fuck, 11:30?
My mom was coming down. I was like, is he sleeping here? I'm like, get out of here. He's going to beat you up. Get out of here. He's going to steal the jewelry. Yeah, play dead. Do something.
He get up and leave, or did he spend the night?
No, he got up and left. But I'm like, who's coming to get? It was like getting picked up by his sister's boyfriend, or it was like, it was a thing.
My sister's boyfriend's coming to get me.
Yeah. Well, that happened a lot
you
in
felt
our.
Bad for those kids.
That happened a lot in our area because we went to a really good school district. So like, people would do anything they could like.
I got it.
You know, like, hey, go live with your cousin. Go live with the whoever. Change the address. So there was not the, and like, you know, certain sections weren't, they were a little, not crime, but like just, you know, wonky setups.
Yeah. You don't want to end up in some bozo school district.
Yeah. So it was like, hey, you know, go stay at your sister's house or whatever.
Right. Somebody was asking, I forgot to mention, I was hanging out with them at Skankfest. Does anybody ever die on vacation? Which I thought was a crazy.
That's a
question.
Pretty good one. That's pretty good. This one's great. This is from Paul. Ever cancel one subscription to a podcast Patreon to reallocate those funds and level up at another? Sorry, Schultzy, we're Garbaggio now.
Yikes!
Take that, huh?
Yikes!
Fuck you, Schultzy. Cut that.
What?
I love you, Schultzy.
Yeah, right.
I'm Team Schultzy. We were hanging the other night.
Schultzy makes me whack you.
Listen, it's got to be done.
I would do it too, Schultzy.
The bald guy's got to go. Would you kill me?
If we were like proper Peaky Blinders gangsters.
You can't. We're together. You can't. It's me and you. We've painted this story where if we're Peaky Blinders proper fucking gangsters, my enemies are your enemies. Your enemies are my enemies.
Right. On the surface. Until the heroin gets involved. No, if Schultz was like the main bad guy and he was like, you got to go. I mean, there would obviously be some plans for me in the organization.
Oh, you fucking.
But he's probably just going to whack me as soon as I get done killing you.
That's why.
Then he's got T-Bone whack me. T-Bone's the. Nah, he'd get whacked too.
That's yeah.
It's all part of his master plan.
Alex Media would whack him or Gagnon. Fucking whack T-Bone. No, that's what you do. You make them. Oh my God, have you never watched a movie or anything? You make them think like you're playing ball.
Say he's gonna fix my teeth.
Meanwhile, me and you are planning in the background. So then we go kill him. Now we're kings.
Yeah, we got to fake Kippy's death, dude.
Yes, it's in Peaky Blinders.
Fake Kippy's death, and then you come in at the end.
I come in and I take him out in the end.
Ah.
And take his Patreon money.
Yikes.
Just kidding. Love you, Schultzy.
Then what to do with Akash? Then he's on a vengeful tear.
No.
He's coming for us.
He'll play ball.
You think?
I go back with Akash.
Really?
Yeah, we go back.
Sweet.
We'll see. I don't know.
Nice. All right, when are we doing this?
Never.
And no, of course, I would never whack you.
I don't know. You.
Schultz is pretty convincing, though.
And you are dumb enough.
If he came to me and said you did something or whatever, and it's got to be, I could see him talking in his Schultzy way, real low. And,
you're crazy. This is making what?
He told me to turn my phone sideways. Next thing I know, I'm stabbing Kippy.
Hey, do me a favor, kill Kippy.
He's Schultzy. Schultzy says push a button on the guy. You push the button.
Oh, we're gonna talk about
I'd
this.
I'd be conflicted.
We're gonna talk
about
this in Hard Feelings right after this.
I'd be conflicted about it.
Okay. Well, whatever. You know, it is what it is.
Make sure you have an open casket. Unless I miss. Whoops. I shoot you six times.
God damn it, Paul. All right.
No, of course. Don't be here with me now.
This is from Benjamin. First time, long time. I come from a big family. The family car was an old yellow short school bus, 16 passenger. We named it the Cheese Log. We would take it out. We would take out the seats and have sleepovers in there. It was our garbage version of a treehouse. We used to get dropped off in school with it. It was a tough look. Imagine getting dropped off at school on your own school bus. That's bad.
In the backyard.
Well, how else are you going to get those goddamn kids everywhere, too?
How many kids?
He said big family. I don't know.
Eight. You don't need a school bus.
Eight kids? That's 10 people with the parents in. What car holds 10 people?
You get like a Suburban or something.
That Suburban doesn't hold 10 people.
Well, get a regular van then, man. Not a fucking school bus.
Yeah, which lane do you pull in? You can't pull in with the Civics. You got to go with the buses.
Yeah, at school, you got to go in the bus lane. Tony!
A little kid's getting on. I think I left my lunchbox in here.
Oh, get out of here, kid. Now, this is a private vehicle.
I do want to say this.
Private property. You're trespassing.
Other than the wasps and the bees in the summer, which they had to be brutal, if you had that parked in your backyard in some bushes.
That's an eyesore for anybody.
Well, if nobody could see it and you turn.
Are you Gary Busey?
I'm saying.
From Black Sheep? How about I go to your grandmother's house and start a small fire in her panties?
Lived
in a bus.
I'm saying from a kid's perspective, it would be pretty cool to have one of those in the back.
Sure.
If you took all the seats out and you did the sleepovers and it was your tree fort, I get it. But everything else, I mean, those are just parents just doing what they got
to
do.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm sure if they had the money to buy two Escalades and tie one, tow the other one behind it, they would do it.
Did that dad ever think that he was going to be driving a school bus?
No, at some point that guy was probably cool.
Yeah.
And now he's driving a fucking cheese log.
Yeah.
To school and not getting paid for it.
At least pick up
all the other bus drivers make fun of him.
Damn, that's a tough look.
Here comes Gary in his personal fucking school bus. Yeah, it's a tough look. Tough, tough, tough.
Yikes.
This one is my go-to. This is from Maggie. Shout out to Maggie. I like that they're doing this now. FTLT. First time, long time.
Love it.
These Patreon, these homies got a lingo of their own. First time, long time. Never have one read. You ever use a wet paper towel instead of a vacuum? That's my go-to.
A wet paper towel?
Yeah, I did it this morning.
Instead of a vacuum?
Uh-huh.
No.
Or sweeping or so.
For what?
Like on like hard water, the tile floor or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did it today. Like I what I typically do is I like dry my hands with paper towel, and then that's like kind of moist, but still good. I got to get another.
Then you
I gotta
throw it on the floor and use your foot.
Yeah, or not my. I mean, I bend down. I can bend down, so I'll bend down and like wipe. Get the like what's under. If it's like under the stove, or if I see some crumbs or some dust or whatever.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
I do that with the turlet.
What?
With the turlet.
Don't say that ever again.
The turlet. The toilet.
Yeah. The commode.
The turlet. We have those butt wipes, and if I dribble while I'm peeing, I just drop a couple of those and use my foot and clean it up and then throw it in the thing.
Sure. I gotcha.
Yeah.
It's a little different because you're causing the mess.
True.
Do you ever just use your sock?
To do what?
Wipe up the pee.
Oh, yeah. If it's not that bad, one little pass with the sock.
I did that yesterday.
Also,
on the toilet seat. There was a dribble or two. I just... Just fucking...
Then walked around the rest of the house.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's dirtier things in that house.
I use the bath mat. I slide the bath mat over it. Just hold it there for a second.
It's a bacteria trap.
Oh,
that's
man.
Jesus Christ. You're going to have to turn that thing over to the feds.
I got busted peeing in the shower yesterday, too. Because my move is sometimes I'm like really tired.
Well, were you in the shower?
No, I was not.
Oh, my God.
No, I was not.
That's you. Come on.
I think she's been tracking me because she knows my movements.
She goes in, you're hanging upside down from your leg in a rope. Caught you like a wild animal.
Peanut butter in my mouth. I go in and I turn the faucet on,
mm-hmm.
and then knock open the shower curtain.
But that's you can't quietly open a shower because
tough.
You hear it.
Dead giveaway.
Uh huh.
She's like, "What are you doing?"
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Paying the bills.
Just take the hose and the shower head and
that's
hose
very,
it down.
Very unsanitary.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Just every once in a while.
Plus your toothbrush is in there. I think it's one thing if you're in there and you're peeing because the water's flowing. It's cooking that whole time, you know?
True. We do a pretty good job of cleaning the bathroom, though. I will say that. She does.
Yeah, well, it sounds like there's pee everywhere. You got to. Got to do something.
That's why I keep her on her toes.
All right. All right, this is from Master Rashi. First time, long time. Do you cut your fingernails into an old piece of mail so that you don't have to use a napkin?
An old piece of mail?
Yeah.
Like I respect that.
Yeah, like I guess the open envelope or so you'd like do it in and you could just throw it.
I'm a big notes on the envelope, too.
Oh, yeah.
Write down on
the whole mastermind for this plan was drafted on a fucking old parking ticket.
Really?
Yeah. Everything's
finally
on
the had enough with the city, huh?
Everything's on the back of mail because I don't open my mail.
Now.
Ever.
I don't know what's going on with
knock
that.
Knock it off. It's like, you know, I feel like Kramer and that. Stop.
My cable company
email,
just.
Email, everything, auto pay, the bank. Well, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Fucking kick rocks, mailman.
It's crazy.
Although we have mailmen that listen to this. I get that, but not for me. Let me opt out.
Oh, yeah, if there was no mail, what would all the mailmen do?
There will always be mail, but I just saying I don't want it. I just leave it until the fucking woman gets so mad at me. Because it's full. She's cramming stuff in there.
Oh, that's all it is credit card offers and fucking Con Ed bills.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Everything's on auto pay. I'm finally to the point in my life where I think everything is on auto pay.
Nah, I'm not there yet.
I mean, I'm still.
That's scary.
I'm still walking a tightrope.
I don't like that.
I'm aware.
I don't like auto pay. I'll get it when I get it. I'll take care of it.
Sure.
I make sure. I take one day now and I pay all that stuff. Pay all the bills. Do all the bills.
Sunday, just like your mother. All right, haven't had one read yet. Is it garbage that the majority of your Tupperware is the ones that are prepackaged sandwich meat, that the prepackaged sandwich meat comes in?
I don't. Ludwig.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Ludwig or Budwig is the company.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple. Like Oscar Mayer has it. They all have
Hillshire
it.
Farms is pretty nice.
Hillshire Farms. If that's what you're using for your Tupperware, I feel like that deli meat smelled. No,
you're wrong. Because the deli meat is it's double packed.
I know, but then you take that off and then put the lid on. Unless you eat the whole package at one time, that's absorbing those chromosomes.
Nah,
through osmosis.
I think that's good. It's good for the planet. It's good recycle. It's good move.
You're a dirtbag. Go buy some fucking. It's like a dollar at IKEA for decent Tupperware.
You know what'll handle that smell? A little baking soda.
A little baking soda.
IKEA.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's buying their Tupperware at IKEA?
I mean, you're not going to IKEA for Tupperware. I'm not saying get it. I'm just saying. We have it from IKEA because we were in IKEA. They have a huge fucking housewares thing. Have you been to an IKEA recently?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I got married in an IKEA.
I don't know why you want to fight over this. They got everything.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't trust them over there. I don't. I'll stop in
ever
for
since
a
they put a horse in her meatballs.
I'll stop in for a meatball or two, but there's something about that place.
I'm
a Target man. I like a Target. IKEA, they're never close. They're always
they're not. They're always up by the airport.
They're always
the stadium.
Down by the water or something like that.
I know.
It's like, can't you build a little one?
And they don't deliver either.
Crazy. They're bad.
I got a delivery thing. I got a delivery thing. We got to get into on Hard Feelings. It's bananas.
Okay.
I almost fought a guy.
Really?
Not really. I would have got my ass kicked. There was two of them. All right. Let's do one more. Then we got to wrap her up. Let's see here. This one, Matthew, do you let your dog sit on your lap when you drive? Which I feel is...
I wish they would.
You wish they would what?
I would love to have that relationship with my doggie, but we don't have that kind of relationship. She wouldn't sit on my lap.
It's also a fucking golden retriever. You could have a golden retriever on... You couldn't go steering wheel golden retriever your stomach. There's no way that's going to work.
You'd have to be like a 75 LTD.
Yeah, you'd have to have your CDL.
But it'd be nice. I'm always jealous of that.
I don't like that. It's like, just drive. Let the dog sit in the car. That's too much. That's like...
It's dangerous.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, hey, I'm so important. I want to have my dog here. Have your dog can have the back, the trunk, the side, the roof. I don't care.
Yeah, my mom puts her in the back seat, which she has a little seatbelt that she puts on.
That's pretty classy. You know what else was? What else was classy as a kid that we never had? Like... You would put the dog in the trunk and then have the gate I feel like people who drove like Subarus had those. Remember, like,
oh yeah, the dog gate.
So he couldn't jump into the back seat, which I was like, that's great. He's got his own little place back there.
Yeah,
it turned the trunk of a Jeep. Yeah. Like into like a whole fucking house.
I think it
was
like a cop car. Like it had a divider between the back seat.
Did you turn the air on back here? All right, let's wrap it up.
Gang, we love you. Make sure you check out the special.
Check out the special. Get some tickies.
It's on YouTube right now. Get some tickies to the shows. We're coming. We're coming everywhere. So don't worry. We love you. Which one am I looking at here? I never know what you're doing. You giving me this one?
He finds you. Let the camera find you.
That's right. I try to go off you.
You do. Well, a couple of times I'm looking over here like a bozo, and I got this camera. I feel like I'm doing the local news here. Gang, we love you. We'll see you next week. Peace.